A reminder of our top news stories. Russia's foreign minister says appropriate measures will be taken if the US fails to comply with security demands. Moscow wants guarantees on limits to NATO expansion. Dorsa Jabari has more from Moscow.
The foreign minister was speaking at the lower house of parliament, known as the Duma here, on Wednesday, and he highlighted where things are at. And he said that the Russian government will not accept any kind of delays by the government of the United States in getting a written response from them. They expect to have that response on the security guarantees that the Russians wanted from the U.S. about NATO and its ambitions to expand further. That is something that they cannot accept. The Russian foreign minister also said that Kiev is being pushed to provoke Moscow, and that is a cause of concern.
The US has confirmed it's in talks with gas exporters for alternative supplies to Europe. It's concerned Russia could cut supplies in the event of a conflict with Ukraine. The Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen has launched airstrikes in the capital Sana'a. The targets included Houthi military sites as well as a national TV and radio tower. Now, that's after Houthi rebels, who control the capital, fired more missiles towards Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates on Monday. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is awaiting the conclusion of an inquiry into government events held during lockdown. Reports suggest the investigation by civil servant Sue Gray could be released later on Wednesday. A coronavirus lockdown in three apartment blocks in Hong Kong has been extended. At least 200 people in one housing estate have tested positive. The Netherlands is easing coronavirus restrictions despite a wave of infections. Prime Minister Rutte says he's heard the concerns of protesters after a strict lockdown was imposed last month.